Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
At Buffalo Wild Wings, try their buffalo mac and cheese with the flavors you love. Crispy buffalo chicken and mac made with rich creamy cheddar cheese. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Green and tea. Mizzou football on KTRS is brought to you in part by Purina Pro Plan, fueling the athlete within your dog. Find Pro Plan at a pet specialty retailer near you.
Mrs. Brown, you got a lovely daughter. Those shoppers have something rare. But it's sad. She doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough. It ain't no good.
How about a guy with a voice like this on The Voice or American Idol?
No chair would turn around.
Yeah.
Nobody would turn around. What a weird dude.
Herman.
What was this guy's name?
I don't know.
Shoot, I can't think of his name. Oh, Peter Noon.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't love me.
Not only that, they hit, you know, they not only turn, not turn the chairs around, they take the cane and pull this guy off the stage. Wow. I have more president stuff. We're going to save it for another time. What I'd like to do now is talk to you folks out in Radio Land. Please dial us up. We'd love to talk to you. I don't care what it's about. 314-969-KTRS. That's 969-5877. Or 888-550-KTRS. Well, you call, and I hope you will. This morning, McGraw. Is that his name?
McGraw, yes. And
I thought it was
show
McGill.
Here?
Yeah.
I know, 11.2.
I called a little of him this morning, and I was kind of glad I did, because you just don't get to hear him on this station very much.
No.
I don't like to argue or call people out, other shows, for what they do. But he was doing something this morning where he's saying, that the Donald Trump's theme is, let's make America great again. And when was America great? And his whole point was, it's greater in 2015 than it's ever been. Here's the problem with that. It's too subjective. Greater in what regard? I don't think it's greater now in a lot of ways than it was in the 1950s or 40s or 60s in the big industrial revolution. In some ways, yes, of course. But it's kind of a ridiculous question because it's so... But he kept saying this. People who called and said the 50s. And he said, well, how would you like to have a 91% tax bracket again? Because that's what your taxes bracket was, 91%. That's not true. It was 91% for Elvis in the late 50s because he made so much money. It was only 91% if you got to a certain level, uncertain. My dad never paid 91% in taxes. But it did get you to thinking, when would you like to live and be an adult? And I will tell you that, and I could be wrong, I think I was born about 20 years too late. I should have been born 20, 25 years sooner, because what I ended up doing for a living, the radio business, I mean, thrived and just, wow, what a career to have in the 50s and 60s, the radio business, because everybody listened to the radio, they watched TV, and they watched one of three networks, ABC, NBC, or CBS. That was it. And you had them. You had everybody. But then I would have also had to compete with radio greats. There aren't any real radio greats to speak of anymore. A lot of the people in radio now are hacks. They shouldn't even be in radio. And maybe I'm included in that. But that was an era when the truly, really talented radio, and I'd like to think I could have made it then, because if I could have made it in the 50s or 60s, wow. I think I could have really done something and really, you know, been something. But I wasn't able to do that. But to say, when was America great? America's great now. America's always been great. But great is different things to different people. And while the 50s was sort of that Pleasantville, Beaver Cleaver, Ozzy, it was also a time when black people, it wasn't so great for them in the 50s. So I don't know that you can even do that. I don't know if that's even a real question that you can ask, is when was America the greatest, or is it greater now? Was it greater then? Too many things. It's too subjective, too dependent on too many things. We got some calls. I'd love to get to them. Let's take Darren first. Darren, how are you?
Good afternoon, Frank. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. You're obviously talking from the Progresso Soup Company in one of their soup cans.
I am terribly sorry.
There you go.
Yeah.
So anyway, I agree, Frank. I think
anyway.
It's too early anyway. But anyway,
uh-oh.
I'm AM in the PM, and thank you're talking you. About I've been listening to you for, I don't know, since I was probably 25 or so, and I'm 50 now, so 25 years. But have you ever thought about running for president, Frank?
No, I'm not smart enough to run for president, and I don't know enough about the political system.
No, you're too smart to run for president.
No. You know what? Here's what I am, Darren. I'm a realist, and I know who I am. And I'm somebody who knows very little about history, about politics, about how the government works. And I don't know that I want to know.
Oh, I would.
Well, you'd be a perfect president, then. They don't know anything either.
Well, you got a good point.
I wouldn't want that job.
I wouldn't want it either. And I think to take it and succeed at it, I'd have to become dirty and corrupt. I really do. I think...
You're right.
So I don't want to have anything to do with it. I know very little about it, but thank you. I
just want to commend you, though, on your stand on a lot of the issues. You've stayed consistent over the years, and you speak for America, I think, for the real Americans who still think our country is great and we're working every day, paying our taxes even though it's way too much. I just want to tell you that it's a wonderful show. I listen to you every day, and it's the highlight of my day.
Thank you, Darren. That's very nice. I will tell you that one of the reasons I think I'd like to go back to the 50s, not because of the way black people were treated. Obviously, you got to factor all that in. But here's what I focus on. In the 50s, people were respectful. People treated ladies like ladies, but women deserved to be treated like ladies. They didn't have filthy mouths. They didn't, you know what I'm saying? It's like...
Oh, that's right. I have two daughters and two sons. My sons are yes or no, sir. They look you in the eye and they shake your hand. And both of my daughters, I hate to say, are both virgins. And they're older, and they're waiting for the right guy. So we still live that way, too.
Good for them. Ladies were ladies, and gentlemen were gentlemen, and we've lost that. We have no class anymore. I'll let you go, Darren. Thank you for the call. If I have time to get around to it, I pulled a rap song. I saw where Lil Wayne is coming to St. Louis. And when I saw that, I thought, I'm just going to pull up and see what Lil Wayne's number one hit was. And here's, let me take some other calls, and you know where I'm headed with this. We have lost all sense of dignity and class and things that used to be considered, no, that's improper, that's vulgar. Anything goes. Let me talk to Jim. Jim, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, Frank?
Great.
The other day you were doing your Godfather imitation. And you mentioned that...
No, I probably played a clip of my interview with Marlon Brando.
Right.
That's right.
I don't do impressions.
You're right. It was the clip. And you were talking about how he stuffed Kleenexes down in his
cheeks.
Mouth. Yes, in his cheeks. Well, I am in the dental business, and I've been in it for a long time. And when that movie came out... They actually had an article in the Dental Trade magazine, and they actually made an appliance for him
that he
could put in, and it was like a partial, but without teeth, that went on the outside, and it was a acrylic built up to push his cheeks out like that. So it wasn't because there was lots of talk about it was cotton, it was tissues, this and that, whatever. but it actually was a dental appliance that they made for him.
And I'm sure that into the shooting they did that, but I actually saw an interview with him where he said, at least in the when they were rehearsing or running through initially to get that effect, they put Kleenexes in his cheeks. But yeah, who could stick Kleenexes in his cheeks for the entire 6 months you're shooting the movie or 9 months?
And they needed consistency for the fat they were and so forth. And once they made the appliance, it was the same every time.
In fact, this is Darren, right?
No, this is Jim.
I'm sorry, Jim. Jim, hang on a second. I found the part in my interview with Brando where he actually talked about that. You hang up. I'll let you hear it, okay?
Yeah. Okay, all right. Thanks.
I remember in this interview the day before he died, I said, I'll let you hear it. Hang on a second. I'm kind of off mic because he's at the microphone.
Right.
Hey, I'll play it here. Mr. Brando, there was, I even read an article where you had said that you stuffed Kleenexes in your cheeks for that sound. Is that true?
Well, I'll tell you something. Initially, when we started, reading, doing what we call the run-throughs, and the rehearsals for the movie, they wanted not only a certain sound, but they wanted a look, kind of like a jowls and the heavy cheeks, and they stuffed the Kleenex in there, but eventually they made like a prosthesis, a sort of a thing they could put in there permanently so it could give me that consistent sound and look. And I was grateful they did that because I don't know that I could have made it through the entire movie shoot with a bunch of Kleenex stuff in my jowls.
There it is. Well, there you go. He's right. Jim was right. I'll never forget that day. Ken is next. Hello, Ken. Ken, that's you.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing great. What can we do for you?
Awesome. Hey, I got an armadillo update. I know we talk about it from time to time.
Oh, we love armadillo updates.
Yes.
What do you got?
From Lake St. Louis to Wentzville eastbound, there's a dead critter right there.
I'm sorry, where is that again now?
Lake St. Louis between there and Wentzville.
All right. Lake St. Louis. Between Lake St. Louis and Wentzville, I'm assuming on 70?
Yep.
All right, there you go, folks. If you want to see a dead armadillo, and who doesn't?
There. No. Hey, Frank.
Yeah.
I got an armadillo story for you. It's 20 years old.
All right, let's go. Yeah, sure.
I deer hunted south of Fort Leonard Wood in a little town called Buckhorn on Highway 44. 20 years ago, I saw one deer hunting opening morning. There was 3 inches of snow on the ground, and I thought it might be the fattest squirrel I ever saw in my life. I looked through my scope, and it was an armadillo. I went back to camp, and I thought I was crazy.
Well, they probably thought you were crazy because they weren't supposed to have made it up this way till about 10 years ago.
I know. That's what I was saying. And I swore up and down it's an armadillo. I didn't want to shoot it, kill it, but the next morning, one of the other guys came back into camp, and he swore up and down he saw the same thing. So that didn't make me crazy anymore. We all believe each other.
Another guy says it, then you're not. Otherwise, you'd have been crazy.
Yeah, right. So from then on, we were seeing armadillos here and there for the last 20 years. But, yeah, they're out there.
All right. Well, there's one right now if you want to see it, folks. It's dead on 70. Thank you, Ken.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
Think anybody likes to go drive? Let's go see that armadillo. That armadillo. Michael is next. Hello, Michael. How are you?
Hey, Frank. I am in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Say hello to Frank, Ian, and Dan.
Hello, Michael.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, I was just kind of along the lines of what you were talking about. My son just moved into an apartment recently.
Okay.
And as I was pulling out of their little apartment complex, it reminded me of a story that you told. Kind of goes back to the older days. I think you and your wife had just recently married. And you had a neighbor who was a guy you didn't really interact with too much because he was kind of a rough guy, I think. But you received something in a crate.
I know exactly what you're talking about. He was a hippie, a dope smoking hippie with real long hair, a mullet, and I had just sort of in my mind labeled him as a loser and a degenerate, and I had a motorcycle shipped to me, a motorbike in a crate, and
yeah,
I opened it and I didn't have the first clue how to put it together because I'm not mechanical. And this guy, his name was Richard Orr, came out, saw what I was trying to do, grabbed a toolbox, and by midnight, we had that motorbike put together and cranked and running. And I realized then, you cannot look at a guy because he has a mullet and smokes dope and assume that he's just a horrible human being. It's just another lesson learned in life. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, I was pulling out of that apartment the other day, and my son, I said, hey, have you checked the oil in your car? And he goes, yeah, my neighbor was outside, this guy. He goes, he's a pretty big guy. He goes, he's kind of intimidating looking. But he came over and helped me do it. He was super nice. And just that story popped into my head, you know?
Yeah, so. Sometimes you don't know. I made up an expression one time. It's Michael, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Michael. And here it is. You cannot judge a book by its cover.
Oh,
you know what? I'm gonna.
You can use.
Do you mind if I use that?
No.
Would you mind?
Be my guest.
I'm gonna. I could. Yeah, I like that. I'm gonna use that.
I think it's gonna catch on.
Yeah.
That is gonna catch. So a lot of the stuff that you've said in the past. It's funny. You'll say something like one time you said something like it takes one to know one or something.
I wrote that.
And then I tell you what, 2 weeks later, I started noticing people using.
No, you start hearing my stuff. People pick it up and run with it, and I don't want any real payment or credit. I'm happy to provide it.
Mm. Well, I think people know though. The people that listen to the show, they know that you're the guy.
Well, I think so.
That's impressive. Well, listen, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, Michael.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
Oh man, Bill, how are you doing?
Bill's gone.
Bill's gone. Then Joe, how are you doing?
How you doing, Frank?
Great, Joe. What's up?
First of all, I'm AM and the PM, of course.
Everybody should be, but sadly, there are those who aren't.
That's true. Hey, Frank, you almost had me go off the Blanchett Bridge when you guys were doing the weather poems. I have to tell you one that I had. I won a package of Fig Newtons in third grade for this one. You ready? Get Bruce ready for this.
All right. Hey, Bruce. Hang on a second. It's Joe, right?
Yes.
Joe needs some poetry music. Okay, there you go. You got it. Go ahead, Joe.
All right, Frank. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. I hate the wind. I hope it ends. It blew away my contact lens. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Wow. That was like fun. Very short.
That's right.
I just felt that in you. When you reminded me of that, like I said, I almost went off the bridge. Thank you, though. That brought back a lot of good memories.
Thank you, Joe. See, that's real poetry. And it won him a pack of Fig Newtons.
Yeah.
That's how good it is.
Man.
I bet Carl Sandburg didn't eat Fig Newtons for that fog thing.
Mm-mm.
Aaron is next. Aaron, how are you?
Not bad, Frank. How y'all doing?
Let me check. How we doing?
Great.
Good.
We're doing great.
I am AM in the PM.
Thank you.
It's my wife.
And so is your wife.
Whoa.
Yes.
A lot of times wives won't listen. You're lucky. You're a lucky man.
That's a good marriage.
Well, she's trapped in a car with me, so she has no choice.
Trapped in?
Now they're arguing. Perfect. What's up? What's up, Joe?
So anyway, a couple weeks ago, you were talking about cats, and you said they always look like they wanted to eat you or something.
And by the way, it turns out I was right. I said that weeks ago, and now the research this week comes out saying...
That's what I was going to tell you.
Yeah, no, we did the story yesterday.
No, you did the story... Oh, well, this was a couple, a month ago.
Yeah, but here's the deal, Aaron.
If you die in your house, the cat will be the first one to eat you.
Aaron, that was a month ago. Yesterday, I read the just published results of research done with many, many cats, and they've published the results. And the results are cats are basically little lions and tigers, and if they were bigger, they would kill you and eat you.
Oh, I saw that yesterday, too, I think.
It's in their minds. They're thinking about killing you.
Hmm. I hate cats.
Thank you, ma'am.
What's going on, by the way? I hate cats.
Aaron, what's your wife's name?
Sandy.
Sandy, how are you,
Sandy? We got that, Sandy,
you got
that you hate
woman.
Cats.
Aaron, you got yourself a good woman there. She hates cats, and she's
very
able
well,
to...
thank you. Yes, she is also... a good woman.
Oh. I think you're both drinking. It's a... well, Aaron, thank you. I appreciate the call. Hang on to that. Hang on to Sandy.
Be one of those cats because they'll eat you.
Well, if they could, they would. Thank you, Aaron. Yeah, that's a good marriage. That's a solid. They drink together, AM and the PM together, and hate cats together. Don't email me about the cat thing. I'm not kidding.
No, because I like cats, and Dion likes cats.
Dion likes them, so don't email me. Kenny, it's your turn. How are you, Kenny?
Hey, guys, how are y'all doing?
That's
exactly what you said about.
I'm sorry?
That better?
That's a lot better. Man.
It was fine when I was talking to Dan.
No.
It was.
The heck's up with your station?
No. It's the station's fault. Let's make everything the station's fault. I'm fine with that.
What's that 11.2 signal?
Yeah. What's up, Kenny?
I may be a little late on this, but I was listening to you on the way home from my station at the presidential trivia stuff.
Yeah.
And first of all, I'm a distant relative of Truman. here's the breakdown. Maybe I'm not, but it's my grandfather, you see.
Yeah.
His sister married Truman's nephew.
Okay.
You follow?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is that any kind of relation? I don't know. Maybe somewhat.
His sister married Truman's nephew?
I don't think it's enough that it'll do you any good.
Yeah, probably not. But I'll tell you this much, at my grandfather's funeral, his nephew came and looked just like him. No lie.
Wow, just that's a great story.
Yeah.
Thank you. You missed that on the James Polk. A little known fact, he was credited with one of America's favorite pastimes in the summer of Polk steaks in the summertime.
You know what, Kenny? That's the worst joke. That's the worst. Those are the worst jokes we've probably ever had. And I'm glad. I love them. Thank you.
Hey, I am AM in the PM still,
thank
though.
Thank you, Kenny. Yeah. Right. There goes Kenny.
Polk steaks.
And you know what? We'll take all comers. We will. I mean, it doesn't matter. You just throw anything at us, and we'll put it on the air. We don't care. We love you. I got to do two bits of business, or I won't get caught up. Can I do two back-to-back? It's unheard of.
Oh, I don't know. We'll see.
I can pull this off. Schaefer Auto Body Centers has 10 locations. They're now in Columbia, Missouri. There's a C in Schaefer. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. I get emails. I probably don't go a week without an email from somebody who has worked with Schaefer for the first time, and they had no clue, didn't know what they were in for, and are blown away, not only by the quality of the bodywork, but by the service they get from Schaefer. And when I say service, I mean from the minute you call and say, oh man, I've had an accident, can I come by and get an estimate? Okay, from that point on, you get the estimate, you make the appointment to bring it back, and they will walk you through every step of this thing. And sometimes, especially with older people like your parents or grandparents, it's very confusing dealing with the insurance company, dealing with, do I have rental car insurance? I don't even know if I have coverage or not. If I do, if I don't, what if I run a rental car? They'll take care of all that for you. They'll take you to get it or bring it to you. They'll take you home. They'll pick you up. They'll bring you your car when it's finished if they have to. They'll pick it up if they have to. That's Schaefer. That's the only way Schaefer knows how to do it. And I've yet to have an email of a bad experience with Schaefer. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Schaefer Auto Body Center. SchaeferAutoBody.com. And again, 10 locations now in Columbia, Missouri. They've stepped out of the St. Louis area. And I'm not sure how that happened. I would imagine you had a lot of people in Columbia who are from St. Louis. Maybe they're there part-time. Maybe they're going to school. Maybe whatever, they're close enough to St. Louis that somebody said, hey, we don't have a body shop anywhere around here like Schaefer. Let's see if we can get something done. Schaefer goes, checks the market out, and says, yep, they're ripe for one of our locations. And now, boom, it happens. Columbia, Missouri has a Schaefer Auto Body Center. Now, the following story is absolutely true. A lot of times people think, oh, you made that up. No, I didn't make it up. It's a story of a man who had an accident. And he didn't even have the money to pay the deductible. That's pretty sad. When you don't even have the money to pay. And he said to a friend of mine, he said, boy, oh boy, I have really messed things up. My financial planning is a disaster. Here I am, 35, and I don't have a $50 deductible to get my car. And his friend said, well, you might need to know about Mark and Jason. And so he contacted Mark and Jason, and now he's worth $20 million.
That's
a true story.
Wow.
Okay, I have to say it's not a true story, or the NYSE or SIPC or somebody will be all over me. So that here's what is a true story. When you change jobs or retire, you might have what's called a 401k plan or another retirement plan that you need help with. And if you do, my suggestion is, and this is my suggestion, even if that's not the case, if you have $25,000 or more to invest or that's already invested, you set up a complimentary review of your portfolio with Mark and Jason. It won't cost you anything. It is, again, complimentary. MarkandJason.com is the website. There's no obligation beyond that meeting. They bring value to their clients by talking with them every quarter. As you've heard Peon say 500 times. And during that quarterly call, they discuss the performance of the portfolio, the risk, your long, short-term goals. Between the two of them, they have 46 years combined financial experience. And they have a very strong practice with Stifel Nicolaus. And Stifel Nicolaus and Company Incorporated is a member, SIPC and NYSE. So once again, $25,000 or more, my advice, it's a meeting. And even if you have an advisor, so what? Second opinion can't hurt. MarkandJason.com. Don't go away because Colin Jeffrey's coming here. We're going to talk a little entertainment on the Big 550 KTRS. Meet me.
And we're going to get a look at traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
We just got a report of an accident in South County at Rebus Barracks at Union. They're working with an accident on westbound 44 just before Bowles. The left lane is blocked, and it has traffic backed up to Highway 270. Now, if you're traveling on westbound 70, things are heavy from 170 through about just before Lindbergh before things finally open up. Eastbound 270, heavy from McDonald through 170. We have westbound 40 drivers heavy approaching Kings Highway out to McCausland. You're slow again from Lindbergh through Mason. And eastbound 40, we're stacking up now 141 up through Highway 270. This traffic report brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Traffic isn't always avoidable, but you can avoid surprises in your insurance. A Farmers agent can help you check your coverage for any potential hidden gaps. Find one at farmers.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Mizzou eyes a third straight SEC East Championship. Follow the 2015 Tigers football season on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called Joel Clark, one of SelectQuote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does SelectQuote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? Under $25 a month.
Call 1-800-979-3269 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-979-3269. 1-800-979-3269. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. CPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-500-0810. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Transcend's smallest and most advanced portable design ever, the mini CPAP is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call CPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-500-0810. That's 1-800-500-0810.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherry.
Alfalfa leaf. Aloe vera. Apples. Asparagus. Banana.
Beets. Bell pepper. Broccoli.
Blueberries. Blackberries. Cranberry.
We make Texas Superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables. And then we add... nothing.
Pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas Superfood delivers the healthy benefits of 55. Count them, 55 fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can see them all on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
Thousands of people benefit from taking Texas Superfood every day. Shouldn't you be one of them?
TexasSuperfood.com.
Doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and your grandmother all recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables every day. So if you can't, won't, or don't, Texas Superfood is made for you.
It's borderline shocking how much energy I have.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
Texas TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Suburban Leisure Center would like to demonstrate how to convince your wife that you need to buy gas logs for your fireplace. The next time a good storm comes up, she says,
let's build a fire.
Go out, bring in the wood, and accidentally track in mud, leaves, slush, whatever you can.
Oh, look at that.
Then mention you saw gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center. They look just like real wood, but unlike real wood, you don't have to go outside and get it.
Sure.
While out at the wood pile, find that special log that's been sitting deep in the pile.
Ah!
You know, the one that has spiders in it.
Ew!
Mention that creepy things never crawl out of gas logs from Suburban Leisure Center.
Uh-huh.
And always put another log on the fire just before she's ready to call it a night. Tell her you'll have to wait until the fire dies to come to bed.
Oh.
But if you had gas logs, you wouldn't have to wait until the fire goes out. You could just turn it off.
Wish we had gas logs.
And you can get a good price on gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center.
I get it. I see your point.
Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com. Your old car on the lawn for sale is standing there in shame. Replaced by brand new wheels so new, it has no name. So give that car to Goodwill now. Don't wait another day. It can help a person find a job. What more is there to say? Donate your car to Goodwill. Running or not. And get a tax deduction. Call 314-241-3464 or visit mersgoodwill.org. Give hope. Give local. Give Goodwill.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Gobble up your share of $100,000 in free slot play during the Great Turkey Pluck. Fridays in November from 6 to 10 p.m. at Hollywood Casino, St. Louis.
Weekday mornings at 6:35. Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
The clown with his pants falling down or the dance. That's a dream of romance.
Yes. It's Tuesday, which means it's time once again to let Colin Jeffrey tell us what's worth watching, what we want to avoid, and everything in between. And he's brought to you by Window World. That's right, the number one replacement window in the United States of America, Window World. You can find out more at windowworldst.louis.com. I don't know about you, but I'd like to know what I could look for to watch on TV tonight or the next night. Here to tell us, Colin Jeffrey, everybody.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Frank. Thank you. How are you doing?
I am doing fantastic. How about you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
What do you have for us?
Well, we've got a few DVDs out. Let's start there. Vacation, the remake with Ed Helms, Christina Applegate, is out today.
All right. Before you say anything, I'm going to guess no.
No. Okay. You're not wrong, Frank. Yeah, it's not good. Inside Out is out as well, the Pixar animated film about what goes on inside a young girl's mind.
That was a great movie.
Oh, it was really good.
Yeah.
I really liked it quite a bit. It's one of my favorite movies.
Well, Dan liked it because at one time, Dan actually almost was a young girl. He started to sell Mary Kay products.
Well, yeah.
He went to a purse party.
Yeah, so I could relate.
Yeah.
That's someone you trust on appearance, Dan Strauss.
Yes. Right.
So those are the DVDs. Not a big week for DVDs. But we're still getting new television. This, I don't know, the old seasons, they just seem to have tossed those out, and there's new TV just about every week through the fall. Netflix has a new show that starts streaming on Friday. Aziz Ansari, a comedian, also known...
Who?
Aziz Ansari.
Easy for you to say.
No, I'm sorry.
No, Aziz, Aziz Ansari. No, I'm sorry. That's his brother.
I know you didn't watch Parks and Recreation. He was on...
No, I did not, and I don't know why, because I like Amy Poehler.
Oh, that show. Yeah, he was very funny in that show, and he now has his own show on Netflix. It's probably just worth taking a look if you like him. If you think he's funny, or if you've never heard of him, give this a shot.
His cousin's funny. Aziz Ansari Remorseful.
Oh my God. Suzanne Remorseful.
Yeah, sorry, it's all you think of.
That's good. That's good.
Do we have another poem?
No, no poetry.
We're, we're done with that. Okay, I don't know if you're familiar with the singer Hozier. He was on the
Hozier.
He was on the Grammys this past year.
Don't wreck our show, you Hozier.
Yeah.
Don't wreck our show, you Hozier.
I said that already.
Hozier.
Sorry.
He was on, he sang with Annie Lennox on the Grammys last year. It was a very popular song. I really like his music. He, on the Smithsonian Channel this Friday night, they're doing a pared-down concert. It looks like it might just be him and a few backup singers, but mostly acoustic stuff. So if you want to check out a live concert, that might be the way to go. HBO has a comedy that I know no one who has watched, but it might be worth checking out because it's... I've never seen anything like it. It's starting its final season. The show is called Getting On. Have you heard of this, Frank?
Never heard of it.
It is, it's not a big raucous comedy. It's more of a dramedy, I guess you would say. It centers around the people who make a geriatric care unit work. So it's doctors, nurses, aides. It's funny at times. It's just, it's really weird. And if you want to check it out, it's on HBO this Sunday night. It starts its last season. I don't think you're going to miss anything if you've watched zero episodes up until now, but it's very different. Agent X, Sharon Stone, returns to...
Yeah, about time. Long overdue.
Returns to TNT if you like the National Treasure movies.
What I thought she was on the TIT network.
No.
No, that's a different network. Oh. She's not on that one. Dolly Parton owns that.
Oh, that's right. What am I thinking?
Yeah. Not Oprah, yeah.
Did you like the National Treasure movies, Frank, with Nicolas Cage?
I've never seen one.
Oh, you should watch them.
They're really good.
They're kind of a fun take on an Indiana Jones. It's a historian who's trying
to... Where's he been? He's a crazy guy.
Oh, he's making lots of movies. They're just bad. Really bad. He did Left Behind this past year, which is the second adaptation of a novel by Dennis Lehane, and I can't remember.
Left Behind, the story of one buttock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm on fire today.
It is actually about the rapture occurring and the people left behind trying to survive the apocalypse. So that's what that was. Those are the kind of movies he's making now. It's not good. But this Sunday on TNT at 8 o'clock, you can see this Agent X. She plays a female vice president who calls upon a Secret Service agent to help her if it's tracking down a mystery or something. It's going to be just gratuitous fun.
How does she look these days?
Better than Calista Flockhart?
Well, I don't know. Calista Flockhart never looked good.
She looks better than her. That's what I was. She still looks fine.
So does every woman.
Okay.
I was hoping you'd say she still looked good.
She looks. I don't know. I was never a huge Sharon Stone fan, so I'm probably not the right
person.
That
means you're gay.
Okay.
Any guy that says, well, I was never a Sharon Stone fan, gay.
I mean, I can't argue. I don't know what you want. Yeah. Not a Sharon Stone fan. Okay. Sorry.
What's to like? Beautiful, big boobs, nice lips, teeth, hair, face, eyes. Yeah, you're right. What's
nice
to like?
What?
Yeah.
Lips.
Nice boobs, lips, face, teeth, hair, eyes. Yeah, what's to like? He's right. He's got a point.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Fair enough. Stars this weekend from one of the writers of Breaking Bad, Moira Wally Beckett. She actually wrote the Ozymandias episode, which is the third episode from the end. If you're familiar with Breaking Bad, you know what I'm talking about. It's one of the best episodes of television ever. She directed that. She has her own show now on Stars. It's called Flesh and Bone. Going to ask you to try this if you have Stars, although you may not think it fits you. It centers around the story of a self-destructive ballet dancer and her abusive artistic director. There's going to be more to this than just that.
I believe this was done. It was called Whiplash, with a drummer and an abusive teacher.
It's sort of that kind of cross with Darren Aronofsky's Black Swan from a couple
of years
back.
Oh, yeah, that movie, yeah.
Yeah, that was good as well, but I'm going to check it out, Flesh and Bone, this weekend on Stars.
You didn't say it correctly. You're supposed to say that was good as well.
as well.
You have to carneize it. Yeah. You have to say, and that was good as well.
It was good too.
No. Try it. Just try it.
It was good. It was good as well.
As well. Try
it was
that.
Good as well.
There you go.
Oh, that's good.
You're welcome. I have to work with these people through the day.
No, you don't.
When you're not here.
You don't really have to work with them.
I do.
Who's that? Oh, Carney? He doesn't care.
John Stewart is headed back to TV. He has signed a deal with HBO. I have no idea what this means. He's working with a company that will allow him to provide timely, short-form digital content.
Huh?
Exactly. He's going to be producing small stories for them when he feels like, is what this sounds.
That's
so,
a great deal. When you feel like.
I know, yeah.
I'd like to see that contract. Do this, when you feel like it.
Get around
to
okay.
It.
Yeah, this is what he said. Appearing on television 22 minutes a night clearly broke me. I'm pretty sure I can produce a few minutes of content every now and again.
Well, I'm sure you can.
So there you go. The Netflix CEO comes out this week and says, Reed Hastings is his name, actually said, there's not enough TV. He says,
well, he's wrong.
We need more TV. And he pointed to Narcos on Netflix. Did you watch this ever?
No,
Frank?
No.
You have Netflix.
Yeah, sort of. I when I can figure out how to get it, yeah.
You
on an iPad, but I don't like to watch things on an iPad.
Okay. You can't stream it to your TV?
Nah, it's a long story.
Okay. Well, you should watch it. It's very good.
It's a story of a guy who has a dish in his yard, or on his roof, rather, to get broadband, high speed, and I have a 10 gigabyte limit. So I'm careful of what I stream, because I'll eat it all up, and then I have to buy more, and they rob you for it.
Yeah, that's not good.
They hold you up.
Yeah, that might not be worth it then.
No.
Then we always talk about this. They're running out of ideas. Star Trek is coming back to TV.
The original?
They're restarting a new show.
Boy, can you talk about beating something to death?
I know.
Yeah. With an all-new cast and everything?
It's slated to start January of 2017 on CBS.
I'd like to repeat again, because I'm kind of proud of it. I've never seen one single Star Trek episode or movie. Nothing. Not one.
I like the old one with William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy. Yeah. The other one with, what was his name, the bald guy?
Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, I didn't get into that at all.
I can't believe they haven't gone back to this well before this time.
Well, there have been so many. There was Deep Space Nine and then Voyager. And, I mean, there were so many Star Trek spinoffs on TV.
Yeah, I don't know anything. I know that Spock had pointy ears. That's about all I know.
He was a Vulcan.
Yeah.
Live long and prosper.
And then they are also...
So that's when they say, like, get that Vulcan guy out of here.
Yes,
yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
He's half Vulcan.
What are we doing on this Vulcan show?
My goodness.
Hey, what's wrong with your Vulcan ears? Kind of like Freddie Freeman. It's almost a Freddie Freeman joke.
It is. They're also bringing back the $6 million man to television in December
my goodness.
2017.
Okay, Dan. Yeah, okay, hold on. No, hold on. Let's isolate it. Colin, you have to suffer through this. Dan does the sound effect of the vision of the bionic eye of the $6 million man. Go ahead, Dan.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Man. And I can raise, because we're not on 11.2, so you can't see it, but I am raising my eyebrow.
Well, we're not on it now, but we're working on it.
Yeah.
That's our goal.
Yep.
And the last thing, the cardigan that Kurt Cobain wore when the lead singer of Nirvana, the cardigan that he wore for MTV's Unplugged taping is going up for auction for just $60,000.
Oh, that's such a steal.
You could buy a cardigan worn by a drug addict.
Whoa.
Wow, that's such a deal.
I mean, other things, but also a drug addict.
Yes.
So, I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's entertainment.
Good report. Are we looking at asking Mr. Cleveland to go in the Playhouse? Is that what we're looking at? Is that where we're headed?
I don't know. Are we, Peon? Peon is the keeper of the time.
Oh, the time? Yeah, I don't think we'll be able to get
him. I think you're going to have to ask him to go in the Playhouse. That was Colin Jeffrey, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, and the original $189 window. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com for more information. We'll do a little business, get that out of the way, get the news, and we come back. My goodness, it'll be Playhouse time already. Wow, time goes fast when you're talking about presidential trivia, I guess. Thompson Price is the name of a man and the name of a company that is very good at what they do. And what they do is remodel kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're in a house that is 10 years old, 12 years old, that's about 15, certainly, when people start to look at it and go, wow, the only thing that really dates this house is this kitchen, maybe the bathrooms. But first, the number one thing to date it will be the kitchen. Yeah, carpeting and the shag carpet days could date it, but those days are over. But kitchens can still date a place. Now, when you have it remodeled, if the remodeler is really, really good, they'll do it in a way it's still going to look fantastic 10, 15, 20 years from now. What some people will do is they'll redo the kitchen, and you think, wow, this is really nice. And then 5-6 years later, you're sick of it already because they deliberately did it, so you got to redo it again. People with a vision, it's like anything else, decorators, artists, creative people, screenwriters, they have a vision. They see things we can't see. And the Thompson Price people can come in your dated, boring kitchen, and they can see it as something completely different, something that will bring your house into 2015, something that is slicker, better, more functional, and has more of a wow factor than any new home you're going to look at. Because there's no new home you're going to look at where the kitchen was done specifically for you and your family. And that's what you'll do when you contact Thompson Price. Here's the rule of thumb for people who are interested in knowing how much it costs. And isn't that really what we all want to know right away? How much is this going to cost? Well, here's what it's going to cost to do it right. Rule of thumb, 10 to 20% of the value of your house. You have a $300,000 house, you're looking at $30,000, roughly, to $60,000 to do it right. So let's take somewhere in between $40,000 to do it right. And there'll never be a time when you'll say, oh, man, that sure cost a lot of money. I wish we hadn't done that. No, what you'll say is that's the best money we ever spent, money well spent. And there's a very good chance that you'll get all or at least a good part of it back when you go to sell that house. But you might love it so much you might never want to sell it, because one of the most important parts of that home is now exactly what you want it to be. And that's the kitchen. Here's the way we did it. We had them do our kitchen 19 years ago. And then a couple of years later, we did a little bathroom. It was like a little half bath. And a couple of years after that, we did another bathroom. And a couple of years after that, another bathroom. And when we added on to the house, and we did an addition, which was a master bedroom with bath, guess who we called in for the bathroom part? Yes, Thompson Price. And the first thing we did with them, which was the kitchen, we had three bids from three companies. Nobody. The other two didn't even come close. Not in their ideas. They came close in price. But when you saw what you were getting for the money, run away. It was...